talk about Septemyx with Jim Marshall. As a writer, Jim has successfully treated and trained hundreds of clients as an inventor of Septemyx and also several consciousness expanding systems. His areas of expertise include psychology, philosophy, theology, parapsychology, science, engineering, mathematics, law, literature, history, music, organizational metaphysics, military science, human potential, political science, physical culture, and education. Valuable and free information from experts are contained in the short 7 to 15 minute podcast. We want to help people understand the various end time threats and provide real time solutions along with the tools needed for their friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Today, we have a very exciting episode called Septemyx with a gentleman named Jim Marshall. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Septemyx consciousness expanding. And Jim, how are you today?
Great.
You'll find that as we go through this, that I'm going to ask you just to bring this down so people can really understand it, because this is a very cool, interesting concept. My first concept or question to ask you is, how do you boil this down just a little bit? So let's start with what are the seven levels by title?
Okay, so first of all, there are 35 scales. Each scale has seven levels, so they're all entirely different. But let me say one sentence by way of introduction to give some context to your viewers. Okay, so I am the discoverer of hitherto unknown natural phenomena, which greatly aid in the understanding of people, from which I created a revolutionary practical philosophic system called Septemyx, and published it in the book Septemyx Hierarchies of Human Phenomena. Now, let me tell you what Septemyx is concisely. Septemyx is a philosophical science based on the fact that many phenomena related to human beings occur in a sequence of seven levels. Literally, the word Septemyx means of or pertaining to seven. Septemyx comprises a collection of scales or sequences, each of which breaks down various human phenomena into a hierarchy of seven steps. There are 35 such scales, each of which is unique, and together they span the spectrum of human experience, by which I mean any problem, dilemma, situation, difficulty that any person has that has anything to do with people can successfully be analyzed by one or more of these scales, usually more than one.
Is that mathematical?
Yes. The underpinning of it's very much like, you know, like on a website, you have the front end and the back end.
Yes.
Well, the front end is what you see in the book. The back end is what was in my mind when I was figuring this out. So when you read it, it's not like reading mathematics. It's more like looking at yourself in a mirror while you're holding up a lens so you can see yourself better, or holding up a lens to another person so you can see them better. So this facilitates perception because it's based on natural law, and every person is somewhere on every scale. So when you look at a person, you know he's on that scale, and it's just a question of finding what level. And that's generally not hard to do.
Is that tied into any spiritual effect?
I would say no. Some of the subject matter in the book gets into it. For example, there's a scale of spiritual identity, which is definitely all about spirituality. Now, if you go to that one scale, you'll see it's intensely spiritual, but I am an engineer. So this is human phenomena through the mind of an engineer. And it's presented in a way that's very user-friendly.
Okay, so when somebody's looking at this and they're trying to maybe analyze their own life, their own where they're at in life, and how to make decisions or whatever, so they're going to look at this from a intellectual more than a spiritual level. Is that what you're saying?
I never really thought of it that way. I mean, the person can look at it however he wants. This is natural law. It's like looking at the Pythagorean theorem or Newton's three laws of motion. It's inarguable that these exist the way they are, and I spent most of my life verifying that. So when you look at it, you get it, because however you choose to look at it, whether you're an emotional person or an analytical person, you get it because it's not obscure. It's not difficult to get. It's like when you look at the periodic table of elements, you know, it makes sense. You look at it, oh yeah, I see it. This makes sense.
That's cool. So when you're going through this process, this show, The Worldwide Threat, was brought about for a purpose to help people. Our goal is not to scare people and freak them out. Our goal is really to tell them what's going on, give them situational awareness about what's going on around them. And then, so we bring in experts like you to talk about that problem and then try to give them a solution that gives them peace in their lives. And so that means we've talked about everything from cyber to human trafficking, you can imagine. And we're studying this over and over because ultimately, if somebody doesn't have a clue about anything, if they look in the mirror, they don't see anything. So one of my things I wanted to discuss with you is, do you, all through these all these different stages, do you have an experience where anybody starts at, or numerically, where you found that some people start here compared to there? Have you had any experience in that?
Let me say this. Most of the scales have an inherent starting point. For example, the scale of evaluation, everybody necessarily starts at level 4 and then either goes up or down.
What is level 4?
It's neutrality.
Under the scale of evaluation, level 4 is neutrality?
Right.
Okay, what would be up or down from there?
Well, if you go up to 3, then you develop some avidity for the subject. And if you go down, you develop some dislike for it. But there are 7 levels. So a person can only evaluate something in one of 7 ways, and these are the 7 ways. So you see, what this is about is, I'm giving you the gradients for life. Each of these scales is a roadmap for success, because every good teacher, facilitator, therapist, coach in the world understands that human development must be done on a gradient. You cannot make a couch potato into an Olympic athlete. There are too many intervening levels. So this gives you the gradients. So every person is somewhere on every scale. So you find where you are. When you do, you will have a realization. Say, oh, that explains why I'm good at this. Or, oh, that explains why Joe doesn't like me, or something like that. Every time, that's one of the ways you know you found the right level. Then you target yourself for the next level up, and you will be able to get there because it's the next naturally occurring thing.
Oh, so but when you're talking to somebody, so let's say you're counseling somebody on this, and they sat down with you the first time and you're trying to help them develop this process, do you take them through all the scales to find out where they're starting?
Well, what I would do typically is I would find an area where the person is having some challenge or difficulty.
Okay.
So let's say you have a guy, he's got 180 IQ, he's got a doctorate from MIT, and he makes $3 million a year, right?
Okay.
But he can't get anywhere with women. Right? That's a real situation. So, so I would not go to the scale of human ability. He's at or near the top of that already. I would go to the scale of sexuality. And I would say to him, take a look at this. And he would look at it and he would say something like, you mean there's a scale of sexuality? And I'd say, yes. You don't have to tell me if you don't want, but for your own illumination, where are you on the scale? And I guarantee you he's going to want to know that because he has trouble in this area.
All right, so what you're doing is defining a problem, or helping them define a problem to find out where to jump on.
Right. But when he looks at it, in a matter of seconds, he will find a bracket. I'm talking about 20 seconds, 25 seconds. He'll say something like, oh, I can see right away. I'm definitely not at level 1, 2, or 3 because that's near the top and I'm having a lot of trouble. See, he got it down to 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's
right
great.
Away.
So then if you were sitting down, I walk in your office and I say, okay, I'm a train wreck in this area, whatever that area is. I make $10 million a year. I'm good at my business, but I can't connect with other people emotionally or whatever.
Right.
You can take them to a scale with this concept.
Right.
And then help them identify within that scale which slot they're in one of those sevens.
Right.
And tell them what the down and up is and help them go to the next level.
That's right. But you have to remember, every time you correctly find a level, whether it's for yourself or another, you have a realization. 100% of the time, that happens. Because this is natural law. It's like looking at a rose or a tulip. You know, it's not an opinion whether this is a rose or a tulip. It's a fact. So you find yourself at this level, whatever it is. And now, after he finds the bracket in the first, let's say, 20 seconds, then I would say to him, well, go ahead and read the text, and then you can get it exactly. And I guarantee he's going to want to know that because he's already unraveling this. So he reads it. He comes back. Well, now that I read it, I can see I'm at level 4. See, and he has a realization. And he'll say, well, that explains why I can't get along with Gertrude. You see? Then you say to him, well, you know, we can move you up to level 3, and then you'll do better. Really? Yes, it tells you in the book how to do that. So he's going to want to do that. See? Now, you cannot skip a level. I already know this. I've been working on this for many decades. Impossible to skip a level because it's natural law. If you're on the first floor and you want to go to the floor, one way or another, you have to go through the second and third and the fourth, whether you take the escalator, the elevator, or the stairs, right? So if he's at 3, he can only go to 2, which is better, or 4, which is worse. Those are the only choices. Now, sometimes you don't realize it because you went through quickly or easily or just not aware of it. But you always, so you target the next level, and because it's the next thing up, you can get there.
So do you find anybody's got to go through all these levels just to get through life?
Well, let me put it this way. If you look at what's been going on for the past 6,000 years in human society, that is life without septemics. Once you get these data, it's like a physics student getting the 3 laws of motion, okay? First semester physics, you get the 3 laws of motion. You say, I get it, this makes sense. And once you get into physics, it almost seems like common sense. It's not really, but it's natural law. So you have a couple that's been dating for 2 years. They're talking about getting married. Wouldn't it be smart to know why does this person want to marry me? I mean, isn't that a reasonable question? I'm not saying to ask the person. I'm saying open the book to the scale of motivation. Because there are only 7 basic human motivations, and all the others are just subsets of these. So the guy knows the woman, so he looks at the scale, and once he studies it, he'll be able to perceive what level she's at. So let's say he looks and he says, oh, I can see she's at level 1. She wants to marry me because she loves me. That's her motivation. That's level 1 on this scale. But maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe when he looks at it, he says, you know, now that I think about this, I think she wants to marry me because I drive a Maserati, I fly my own Learjet, I have a 60-foot yacht, I live in a $15 million condo, and I have $10 million in the bank. See, that's a different reason. That's level 4, money. That's a money motivation.
Going back to what starts somebody down this path is the issue at hand in their life.
That's right.
So if there's an issue at hand in their life that they're wrestling with a decision, whether to get married, whatever it is, that will point to the scale that can point to the level.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes. So let me continue. So he realizes that she wants to marry him because of his money, right? Now, what he does with that is up to him. There's no judgment involved in this. It's not a question of right or wrong. It's a question of perceiving what's there. So he might say, well, okay, she wants to marry me for my money, but she's beautiful, she's smart, she's funny, and we have a great time together, so I'm going to marry her anyway. That could happen.
Right.
But that might not happen. He might say, you know what? This woman is a gold digger. I don't want to marry a gold digger. I want to marry somebody who loves me for myself, and I break up. Now, in that second case, you might think he's going to be upset, and you would be wrong. He's not. He's going to be relieved. He's going to say, thank you, John, for showing me this, because I dodged a bullet. Now he has a better grip on people, what to look for. See, there are seven motivations. So he can look at the scale. See?
That's good.
So, yeah. Now, you ever notice how many old, ugly guys are married to beautiful young women?
Yeah. I tried to figure that out my whole life.
Honestly, how can this be, you know? Well, let me tell you how it can be. Miss Texas, who's 23, gets a diamond ring, a pearl necklace, Corvette, a mink coat, and a credit card. So she's happy. The 55-year-old gray guy who's overweight gets to marry a 23-year-old beauty queen. So they're both happy. So she comes to him and says, honey, I want to go to Vegas for the weekend. He says, okay, here's $5,000. Have a good time. She goes and see, it works out for them. Yeah. So it's just understanding the reality of it. Now, let me give you an analogy that will really help you to see how this works. Let's say you invited me into your garden to look at it, right? Because I like gardens. So you say, Jim, come over and look at my garden, right? So I go into John's garden and I say, oh, John has nasturtiums, chrysanthemums, hydrangeas, irises, tulips, roses, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the reason I can analyze it that way is I know a lot about flowers because I've been involved with them my whole life.
Yeah.
But if you bring a five-year-old kid into that garden, he's going to see and smell exactly what I see and smell. But all he can say is, these are pretty and they smell nice.
Yeah.
That's all he knows. Now, most adults are like that little kid as regards people. They don't know what they're looking at. That is why more than 50% of the adults in the United States are not married. And why of the people who do get married, more than 50% of them get divorced. Clearly, those people were not seeing what's there, or they wouldn't be in that situation.
Oh, that's almost a marriage counseling deal.
But it's not just marriage. It's business. It's finances. It's spirituality. It affects your whole life.
So let's say you're considering opening a credit card and you're talking to a banker and you're concerned that they're trying to set you up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the threat. Cyber threat, financial threat, whatever. So from an emotional standpoint, they go, okay, I go to my banker. He wants to offer me this card. He says it's a 2% interest rate, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you go, I think they're lying. It's going to be 34%. So that's a human issue.
That's right.
So how do they take this system and use that right then?
Right. If you can spot the guy at a specific level on a specific scale, you know what he's about, and you can predict what he's going to do. So for example, there's a scale of basic purposes, okay?
All right.
Level 6 on that scale is what I call the criminal. The criminal's basic purpose is pleasure. That's what he wants. That's what motivates him to commit his crimes. He wants drugs and alcohol and sex and limousines, right? And he doesn't particularly want to kill you, but he will if you get in his way, okay? So if you spot him at that level, that tells you, oh, I'm dealing with a criminal. You know, so I can meet a person and say, ah, this person is high on this scale, high on this scale, high on this scale, high on this scale. This is somebody I want in my life. This person is going to be an asset to me. And it always turns out that way.
That's really cool. But one final thing I'd like to just ask is, tell my audience how to really start and engage and get peace over starting down this road with Septemics.
The first thing they should do is go to my website, which is septemics.com, where you can read what many readers have said about it, what many journalists have written about it, what the reviews are. You could read sections of the book itself. And there's even a pre-recorded 15-minute introduction to Septemics for a new person. After you go through all of that, you're probably going to want to buy the book because it relates to everybody.
All right, good. Then what we're going to do in the action guide, we're going to point him to that. And as I know you're a very busy guy, I want to look at those scales and then get back to you and talk about a jump off point maybe for there, because just the practicality of it is this. like you just said, if you meet, you met this nice lady, she looks good, everything works right, then you think, well, do I want to develop a relationship? And then you find out that this is going to turn into a train wreck. Well, how many young people right now thinking about getting married could have that problem?
Right? That's right.
Or how many marriages hit the wall because they don't know anything about any of it, right?
That's right.
So this is a very, very cool science that you're doing. So what I'd like to do is say thank you for today, and we'll be back in touch, brother. Thanks a lot.
Okay, John. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. I hope you're blessed with this information. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advance notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in the episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch to watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.